1320 WILS, the morning wake up. You know, it was a few weeks back, maybe a little bit longer, when the person who normally occupies his time slot was on the other end of our phone line, and he was started talking about a book, and a book that was written by a rather singular personality, and it really struck me, some of the things from this book, to want to follow up more and hear more about the author. And of course, I'm talking about first our own Dr. John Braccio, who instead of being on the phone line is in studio with me today. Doc, good morning.
Oh, good to be with you.
Psychologically speaking here, the segment, drjohnb.com. And on the other end of the line, the subject that's so enamored the good doctor is Admiral William McRaven, United States Navy, retired four-star admiral, 37 years defense expert, national security, special ops, and counterterror around the world. He is currently also, and this is no small thing, chancellor at his alma mater, the University of Texas, Austin, and its entire UT educational system, more than 220,000 students, 80,000-plus staff and faculty. And he's written a book not just on defense or counterterror. By the way, he's written those too. But this is a book for leaders and those who would aspire to be and who would aspire to inspire them. Make your bed. Little things that can change your life and maybe the world. Admiral McRaven, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Good to be with you. Thanks.
Well, first of all, what got you writing this particular book? Because that's quite a switch from a book that's kind of a blueprint and a how-to for 21st century counterterror and national security. Very different things.
Well, this book comes out of my commencement speech, which I gave back in May of 2014. And ever since that commencement speech, just about every day, literally every day, somebody comes up to me and says, "Hey, I make my bed," or, you know, I don't ring the bell, or I don't back down from the sharks. And then they always ask me, well, you know, who was it that inspired you? And what are some of the stories, that are the backstories of some of these lessons, the 10 lessons that I laid out in the speech? So I had a little bit of time and decided to put some of those folks that inspired me down in copy.
Well, I feel that this is a great contribution. This is John Braccio, Dr. Braccio, psychologist.
John, how are you?
Very good, and certainly nice to talk to you. And just want you to know that I also was one of the 10 million-plus people that happened to run into your commencement. And I have, by the way, mentioned this to many people, read your book, and I've actually been using your examples. I kind of like that the University of Texas, what starts here changes the world, and I really like that as a motto. And I believe your book, which the thing that makes it so interesting, it's not a huge document. It's a document that is loaded with good examples. And the make your bed reminds me of my mother also, that type thing growing up. And I like the idea, your point, when you said when you come home, if you've had one of those really horrible days, at least you know you're going to have your bed. The thing that I'd like to ask you a specific thing on is the sugar cookie, okay?
Okay.
And the reason being that so many people in life, I believe justly, go through bad situations, not treated fairly, sometimes want to give up. And I have found that example to just be something that really helps, you know, many people. How did you happen to use that example with the idea of helping everybody?
And maybe Admiral explained exactly what that example is.
Yes.
Sure. Well, when you're going through Navy SEAL training, every once in a while you are made a sugar cookie. And a sugar cookie is the term that we use when an instructor tells you to go jump in the ocean, and you're in full uniform, so you jump in the ocean, and then you roll around in the sand on the beach, and so you are covered head to toe in sand. So sand is between your armpits, between your legs, and you spend the rest of the day, or most of the rest of the day, as this thing we referred to as a sugar cookie. But the point in the book and the point in the speech was that a sugar cookie, becoming a sugar cookie, was completely arbitrary. So you could come in the morning, and I remember I had a fellow officer who did not end up making it through training, but we would come in the morning. The first thing they'd do is they would inspect your bed and inspect your uniform, and sometimes this guy would come in and his uniform was perfect. I mean, his hat was perfectly starched, his uniform looked great, and the brass was polished, the shoes looked terrific, and the instructor would say something and tell him to hit the surf and become a sugar cookie. And he just couldn't deal with it. He said, "Wait a second, You know, my uniform was perfect. Why did I become a sugar cookie? And the point is, this is the way life is sometimes. I mean, sometimes you do everything right, and things still don't go your way. So the lesson, I think, from SEAL training was, look, life's not fair. You just have to get over it. You don't wallow in self-pity. Don't try to find out why life treated you poorly. Just, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, realize life's not fair, and keep moving forward.
Admiral, is part of that lesson, though, that you've got to accept that for the moment, that you're now a sugar cookie, but you don't have to remain a sugar cookie, and some of that's
absolutely
up to you.
You bet. So, again, some people, you know, take those setbacks, and they let them define their life because they say, well, you know, life is just cruel. Life is against me. I'm never going to be successful. I'm never going to whatever it happens to be. And you have to realize that, no, everybody at some point in their life becomes a sugar cookie. The ones that become successful realize that they can overcome that and move forward.
And I think the example of the bronze bell, which was always there, that anybody, when they wanted to leave all the difficulties of being part of being in the Navy SEAL process, that they could just go do that. And when I read that, and I've talked to some other people that have read that, people, there are times they just want to give up. And I felt that your example there of how easy it would be to do, but how it could so radically change your life in a negative way, was really just, I felt, a remarkable type of a metaphor in terms of using. I'm just wondering, when people talk to you, has that been something that's been brought up as much as people seem to find that example good and helpful to them when they look at problems in life?
They do. So somehow, you know, the manifestation of the bell. Everybody knows what a bell looks like. Everybody knows what a brass bell looks like.
Sure.
And so they can visualize, to your point, John, they can visualize, hey, this is this thing, and that if I ring it, I'm quitting. And even if they never see the bell, in their mind, it's there. And the point that I raised in the book was, you know, very early on, the SEAL instructors came to us, and I think there were about 155 of us lined up early on in SEAL training. And he came out, and there was a little small stage, and he stood up on that, and he's in his instructor uniform, and of course he's kind of giving the pro forma speech before every training class, and, you know, gentlemen, this is SEAL training, it's the hardest military training in the world, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, but if you want to quit, all you have to do is ring the bell. And he pointed to the brass bell there, and as I recall, he actually rang it once. And, of course, it clangs throughout the entire compound there, the courtyard. And he rang it a second time, and he said, all you have to do is ring this bell three times, and that's it. You drop your helmet, you walk out, no questions asked. But then what I thought was interesting was he kind of broke form. And you could tell he kind of took off his instructor hat and put on his human being hat. And he looked us all in the eye, and he said, but let me tell you something. If you ring that bell, you will regret it for the rest of your life. And it's not that the guys that fail out of SEAL training, some of them go on to be successful. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, they still regret the fact that they didn't hang on and they didn't complete that training. Because at the end of the day, it is, you know, life will throw you some curveballs. And if you quit, life's going to take a different path. And it may not be the path that you hope to be on when you started.
Our guest this morning, very distinguished guest indeed, Admiral William McRaven. He's the Chancellor at the University of Texas System, also four-star Admiral, 37 years in the military. He's written the book, Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World. I want to ask you this about what you try to do with inspiration here, self-motivation. In our society, it seems like we're balkanized, Admiral. There are moments that seem like we're breaking apart at the seams instead of coming together. My daughters got me to watch a movie recently. They said, I think you'll like it, Dad. It was called Hidden Figures, about the African-American women who helped our space program at the head end of NASA. And I watched it, and then I said, can I get you to watch a movie? It's one of my favorites called The Right Stuff. I want you to know a little bit more about these guys, these naval aviators, Marine Corps like John Glenn, and others who took advantage of those number crunching. And there's some so how we get a common together rather than separate and apart. How do you do that yourself these days, heading up education, but being involved with what you are? Are there areas where we can find common ground in the society today?
Well, I will tell you, I think a lot of people think that those people aren't out there anymore, and they're absolutely wrong. I see it every day. You know, I see, you know, men and women with the right stuff that come to our schools and go on to be great doctors and lawyers and entrepreneurs and artists and writers. And so they are there. The problem is we're not telling their stories a lot of times. So we're not inspiring the youth of America with the great stories of trials and tribulations and overcoming those that are in, again, that are part of this millennial generation, that were part of Gen X, that were part of the baby boomers. I mean, we all have stories of great heroes. Unfortunately, the narrative today seems to focus on our differences rather than our commonalities. And I don't care where you come from, and I happen to see it. I'm fortunate to see it every day at the University of Texas. You know, we have a large Hispanic population, and you see these young men and women that are first in their family to go to college, and they are about to change the trajectory of their life and the lives of their kids and their grandkids forever.
You bet.
Because statistics show if you go to school, you know, your children will probably go, and your grandchildren will go, and everything about an education makes, you know, life better for you. And so there are fabulous stories out there. We just need to tell them more often. And I think if we do that, people will come together and realize that we're not as far apart as people think.
I also believe your sensitivity to millennials commenting in terms of like military, that these, they may look a little different than we might be expecting in terms of the music they might listen to is different, but these are really brave young Americans that really want to defend us. I found that an inspirational concept. That was something else I had heard you had said, and it was impressive to me.
These are absolutely fabulous young men and women. As I've said it many times before, when we look back, the millennials will be this century's greatest generation. I mean, they will make their parents and their grandparents very proud, not just those that serve in the military, but those that are out in civilian life. I think the millennials get a bad rap every day, and I tell you, the young men and women I work with are just incredible.
It's unfair to knock as an age group because it was, as you mentioned, their greatest year. It was 18, 19, 20, 21-year-olds who saved the world, too, 75 years ago. So lest we forget on that. I know our time is short here. I want to, again, remind people about the name of the book. It's called Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World. And someone here who believes, go ahead, Doc, real quick before we go.
Just one quick thing. I love the ending about never quitting, and a compliment to you. It reminded me of Churchill himself when he said, we'll never give in. So I pay you a compliment. It inspired me to even go back to YouTube and listen to Churchill during the wartime.
Well, thanks, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Admiral, we can find that at Amazon.com. Best place to go for the book. All bookstores, it's pretty available now, isn't it?
It is at that, yep.
All right, Admiral William McRaven, UT, University of Texas, Austin, the entire system, and a 4-star admiral who's written the book, Make Your Bed, Little Things That Can Change Your Life and Maybe the World. Thanks for being with us today very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, and Doc, before we go, this was a little different, too. Normally it's over the phone line, but it was fun, and he's a fascinating guy, and keeping it simple, but simple can be profound.
I think the thing that really separates him, this is an incredibly high achieving person,
right?
Okay, and in his book, he lets us know he's had great struggles, even when he got badly injured and felt he was going to be out of the SEALs at one time when the parachute problem he had, but he's a human being. He mm-hmm. really cares. And his lessons seem so simple. Sometimes that's what we need. We don't need a 700-page book of diagrams, this and that. He gives us the lessons he learned becoming a Navy SEAL. And I think when we look at the problems we deal with every day, they're a little different than being in eight hours in mud and cold and
no, you're right. But I think our listeners can identify with. There's a point in everybody's life where whether they're out in the surf off of Mission Bay or La Jolla, or whether they're here in mid-Michigan, you felt like a sugar cookie.
I think there's no question. I'm actually using these words now in
there
my work. And see, the brass bell I used to think was a good thing. Now I've decided that's definitely being a quitter. But, you know, life isn't fair. We all have to struggle, but we take the cards we have, we use them as best we can, and we move on.
Doc, thanks for being in here today very much. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Dr. John Braccio, our guest was Admiral William McRaven. the Make Your Bed book. This is 1320. This is the morning wake up. This is WILS.